This is NSO, NewsSports.com. I'm joined by Lou Ciccatelli, football coach at Rivera High School. And Lou, you've got a brand new stadium, and we're you know, standing right down beside it here. But this is an exciting thing for Rivera football, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Thus far, it's been a very, very exciting. You know, it's been a long time waiting. We were on the road last year, and finally get a chance to come down on the new field, and it's wonderful. The kids are enjoying it, not just the football team, but all Rivera sports, and it's also been great with the community. A lot of people walking the track, so we're real excited for our season this year.
That's a great thing to do that, because I know they do that in Lynn, where the track is available and people can walk that during the day. Yeah. It's really just a nice community thing for a different generation, really.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's been great. It's been great. A lot of people have been down here watching practice, and hopefully on September 11th, there'll be a lot more people watching the game, too, which I think there will.
Plus, Brady's free.
Brady is free. Darn it. I'm so glad that that's over. Absolutely. And looking forward to that. I can't wait for that season to start. So hopefully they'll have a great season.
All right, let's talk about Rivera football. If you were to kind of put together a sentence or two to give the outlook for this year's Rivera football team, what would be in those sentences?
Cautiously optimistic. I like my team. You know, these kids have played together as sophomores for the last 2 years. We took our lumps. Now most of them are seniors. We have 9 returners on defense. We have 7 on offense. And we really believe that with a few breaks here and there, we can definitely be in the mix.
Well, you are the first coach that has told me that he's got returning starters, a lot of returning starters. So what did you lose off of last year's team then?
I lost Caleb Silver, my big tailback. He's over at Assumption. From what I understand, he's actually fighting for some PT right away as a freshman. He had over 1,300 yards, 11 touchdowns. So it's a big part of our offense. And also Mikey Norton, one of my leading tacklers. But, you know, we had some kids last year that really tore it up. My captain, Danny Murphy, had 8 touchdowns last year. And he's been a great leader thus far, and we're looking for big things from him this year.
And you're kind of leading me into my next question, but feel free to expand upon it. But sure. Who are you counting on for this year's team, for roles?
Well, Danny's one, and my other captain, Brandon Brito, two-way starter, defensive end and defensive offensive guard. A couple of newcomers, Oscar Lopez and Victor Rivera. They're a couple of newcomers. They've had a great, great preseason. So we're looking for big things from them. Jake Noftel, James Furlong on the offense, and Anthony DeStefano, my Mike linebacker, on defense.
Well, this year in the Northeast Conference, you're in the NEC South, so to speak, right? And, you know, I kind of like the way that the divisions are kind of shaking out this year. I don't know what your thinking is, but it seems like they're pretty good, two interesting or competitive divisions.
I do. I agree, too. I mean, you know, we sat down at the coaches at a meeting last year to kind of figure it out, and it is. It's pretty even. I think everyone felt good about where they landed. And, you know, like I said, hopefully this year we can fit in and hopefully make some noise.
How are numbers for this year's team?
Numbers are very high. I have close to 80 kids in the program. I have over 30 freshmen, and I have about 50-plus kids on the varsity. So we kind of knew that was going to be the case with the new field. Hopefully we can just retain those kids, and that's a good thing for Revere football. When you can get 80 kids to come out in the city, that's good stuff, because football – these days, it worries me a little bit with all the concussion legislation. So we're happy about the numbers, very happy.
Anything else you want to share with us about the Rivera Patriots for 2015?
No, I'm just looking for a good year. I mean, if there's any time for us to do it, this is the time. And the guys know that. They've had a really good preseason thus far. They've had a great offseason. They were in the weight room, all of them working hard. So hopefully this is our turn, you know, and we're better to do it than in a new stadium with 5 home games.
Absolutely. That's Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Rivera High School, on MSONewsSports.com.
MSONewsSports.com is your spot for North Shore High School football this fall, beginning with our first game September 11th.
Lynn Classical visits Gloucester in what has become lately the first game of the year. Gloucester playing with the small schools for a change.
Beverly travels out of league to play at Wakefield. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, Lynn English opens up at Swampscott. MSONewsSports.com, your spot for North Shore High School football.
And don't forget to join us for North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7.